We all know that everybody has different personalities. That happens in the same house. Moms and dads, different children, we all have different personalities. It seems like nations have personalities as well. And one of the things I learn every time I am with my African brothers and sisters is I sense that they have a passion that makes mine seem pretty tame. I'm not talking a style. We all have different styles, but I've sensed this morning in the leadership of our brothers and sisters in praise that there's a passion. There's a passion to praise, a passion to pray, a passion to know the Lord in deep and significant ways. Thank you, my brothers and sisters. I see passion in Luke chapter 24. When Jesus appeared to his disciples on the road to Emmaus after his resurrection. And they talked all along the way while they were walking, and it says that Jesus was, from the beginning to the end of the Old Testament, was showing how all the things that had transpired, his suffering and his death, had to happen. That they were perfectly in order with all of the scriptures. And then when they got to Emmaus, he was going to go further, but they urged him to stay. And so he went in with them, and they had a meal. In verse 30, it says, when he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. And then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him. And he disappeared from their sight. And they asked each other, were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us? This wasn't just your average communion. This wasn't your average sit down, break bread, drink some wine, meal's over, get up and go. They were having communion just like we're going to in a few minutes. But their hearts were burning within them. Their minds were exploding with insight. Their spirits were jumping up and down for joy, for they realized that the one their hearts longed for was with them. And that he was the perfect fulfillment to all the scriptures, all of them, every promise, every prophecy, every commandment, every principle. They had just been dining with the one who was the perfect fulfillment of it all. And they said our hearts were burning inside. That's what happens when we take time not just to have a religious ritual of remembrance, but when we take time to commune with our Lord. As our communion stewards come to prepare our table this morning for us to share in this meal, we're going to do what churches all over the world do in different traditions and different ways and different fashions. We're going to take bread and we're going to eat it in remembrance of the broken body of our Lord. We're going to take wine and grape juice and drink it in remembrance of his blood that was shed for us. But this morning I'm going to ask you to join me at the beginning of this year in doing this in a fresh way. Doing it in a way that will cause us not just to go through the motions, but will take time to remember him. To take time to think back over the year. Has God been good to you this past year? Has God answered any prayer in your life this past year? Has God kept you alive? Has God kept you from disease? Has he kept you from calamity? Is your family together? Do you still have a mind that functions? Do you have food and clothing? Are you content? Are you blessed beyond what you deserve? Do you have a job? Do you have an income? Do you have feet that still walk underneath your body? Have you been blessed this year? Have scriptures come alive to you? Have you come to know Jesus this year as your personal Savior? Have you discovered your sins have been forgiven? Have you relished in that? Have you come to know that you have eternal life through Christ your Lord? That it's not just a pie in the sky hope, but it's an absolute assurance. Have you discovered that this year? Have you grown in your faith? Have you learned more of what He has for you? Have you discovered His healing touch on your body? Has God been good to you? As we take this bread, as we drink this wine, Jesus said, as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do so to proclaim my death, but you do it in remembrance of me. Let's remember him. As we pass the bread, I remind you this is not the table of this particular church or any denomination. It's the table of the Lord. We're communing here with Jesus this morning. So if you know him and want to remember him, take a piece of bread, keep it till we've all been served, and then we'll participate together. Let's take a moment of silence just to prepare our hearts and to say in your own words to him that you want to remember him, you want to know him, you want to communion with him. Lord Jesus, we have just sung the deep desire of our hearts. As we take time to remember the year and the years and your faithfulness to us and to all generations, as we take the time to remember your grace, your mercy, your faithfulness, all the things we've sung about and celebrated this morning, as we take the time to remember who you are and what you have done, your Spirit plants that desire deep in our soul to know you, to know you more and more and more. Your Spirit plants that desire in our heart to love you more and more and more. And as we eat this bread this morning, Lord, as we remember that all of this is available to us because you willingly went to that cross of Calvary and let your body be brutalized, pulverized, and murdered, we're mindful that our wholeness today comes because you were broken. And we say thank you. As we eat this bread with our physical lips and tongue and teeth, as we swallow it into our physical system, Lord, we pray that it would be real in our spirit. That just as our body partakes and chews and digests this little piece of bread, that this morning somehow our spirit will take, will chew, will digest, will receive all that you have for us in yourself. Thank you for your broken body in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.